Lesson 28, Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Introduction. As Jesus Christ privately taught his disciples on the Mount of Olives about his second coming, he taught the parable of the 10 virgins. Suggestions for teaching. Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Jesus Christ teaches the parable of the 10 virgins. Invite a student to read aloud the following account told by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles about a young returned missionary who shared a personal experience in a testimony meeting. Invite students to imagine how they might feel if they were the young man in this story. Note: use stories to engage attention and build understanding. Stories can engage students' attention and help them understand the gospel through vicarious experiences. By illustrating gospel principles in a modern context or in the context of the scriptures, stories can help students understand how those principles relate to their lives and help them feel a desire to apply them. Quote, "He told me of coming home from a date shortly after he had been ordained an elder at age 18. Something had happened on this date of which he was not proud. He did not go into any details, nor should he have done so in a public setting. To this day, I do not know the nature of the incident, but it was significant enough to him to have affected his spirit and his self-esteem. As he sat in his car for a while in the driveway of his own home, thinking things through and feeling genuine sorrow for whatever had happened, his non-member mother came running frantically from the house straight to his car. In an instant, she conveyed that this boy's younger brother had just fallen in the home, had hit his head sharply, and was having some kind of seizure or convulsion. The non-member father had immediately called for an ambulance, but it would take some time at best for help to come. 'Come and do something,' she cried. 'Isn't there something you do in your church at times like this? You have their priesthood. Come and do something.' On this night, when someone he loved dearly needed his faith and his strength, this young man could not respond. Given the feelings he had just been wrestling with and the compromise he felt he had just made, whatever that was, he could not bring himself to go before the Lord and ask for the blessing that was needed." End quote. From The Confidence of Worthiness, Liahona, April 2014. What would you be thinking if you were the young man in this situation? Why is it so important to always be prepared? Display the picture, Parable of the 10 Virgins. Remind students that while Jesus Christ was on the Mount of Olives with his disciples, he taught them about his second coming. He then gave the parable of the 10 virgins to illustrate how to be prepared for his second coming. Invite a student to read Matthew 25, 1 through 4 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the main elements of the parable. Invite them to report what they find. Write the following phrases on the board: the bridegroom, wise and foolish virgins, lamps and oil. Explain that according to Jewish wedding customs, the groom or bridegroom, accompanied by his close friends, would go at night to the bride's house for the wedding ceremony. Following the ceremony, the wedding party would proceed to the groom's house for a feast. Wedding guests who joined the procession were expected to carry their own lamps or torches to indicate they were part of the wedding party and to add to the brightness and beauty of the occasion. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Matthew 25, verses 5 through 13. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the five wise virgins did and what the five foolish virgins did. Instead of having students read Matthew 25, 5 through 13 aloud, you could show students a portion of the video, They That Are Wise, which portrays the parable of the 10 virgins. This video is available on Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Visual Resources DVDs and on LDS.org. Before starting the video, invite students to look for what the five wise virgins did and what the five foolish virgins did. What did the five wise virgins do? What did the five foolish virgins do? Refer to the elements of the parable written on the board. Ask the class to study what they think each element might represent. Write Jesus Christ next to the bridegroom on the board. Explain that the phrases, quote, while the bridegroom tarried, end quote, and, quote, at midnight there was a cry made, end quote, referred to the second coming of Jesus Christ. What can we learn about the second coming of Jesus Christ from these phrases? Explain that both the wise and the foolish virgins who were invited to the feast represent members of the church. Write members of the church next to wise and foolish virgins on the board. Invite students to review Matthew 25:8-9 and ponder why the wise virgins did not give their oil to the foolish virgins. Ask a student to read aloud the following statement by President Spencer W. Kimball. Invite the class to listen for what the oil can represent and why it could not be shared. Quote, this was not selfishness or unkindness. The kind of oil that is needed to illuminate the way and light up the darkness is not shareable. How can one share obedience to the principle of tithing? A mind at peace from righteous living? An accumulation of knowledge? How can one share faith or testimony? How can one share attitudes or chastity or the experience of a mission? How can one share temple privileges? Each must obtain that kind of oil for himself. In the parable, oil can be purchased at the market. In our lives, the oil of preparedness is accumulated drop by drop in righteous living. Each act of dedication and obedience is a drop added to our store. End quote. From Faith Precedes the Miracle, pages 255 through 56. What does the oil in the parable represent? Write students' answers, such as spiritual preparation, testimony, faith, conversion, and experience, next to lamps and oil on the board. To provide additional insight into the symbolism of the oil, you may want to suggest that students read Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 56 and 57, and cross-reference it with Matthew 25, verse 8. What truth can we learn from the parable and from President Kimball's comments about borrowing spiritual preparation? After students respond, write the following truth on the board. We cannot borrow spiritual preparation from others. What truth do we learn from the parable about how to prepare for the second coming? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following principle. We prepare for the second coming by increasing our testimony and conversion through daily righteousness. Write this truth on the board. Provide students with copies of the accompanying handout. Invite them to list on the handout ways they can acquire the oil of spiritual preparedness. Please refer to the drawing and handout on the top of page 97 of Lesson 28. After sufficient time, ask a student to share some of their ideas with the class. To help students understand other ways in which they can accumulate oil drop by drop through righteous living, consider showing the rest of the video, They That Are Wise. Invite students to add ideas to their lists as they watch the video. Ask a student to read Matthew 25, verses 10 through 12 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for what the bridegroom said to the foolish virgins. Ask students to report what they find. Explain that Joseph Smith translation Matthew 25:11 clarifies that the bridegroom said, "Ye know me not." See Matthew 25:12 footnote A. What does the statement "Ye know me not" tell us about the five foolish virgins? How is knowing the Lord different from merely knowing about him? What can we learn from this verse about what we must do to be ready for the Lord's coming? Help students identify the following principle. To be ready for the Lord's coming and be worthy to remain in his presence, we must come to know him. In what ways have you recently come to know the Savior better? Remind students of the story from the beginning of the lesson about the young priesthood holder who was unprepared in a moment of need. explained that the young man rushed to the house of an older man in his ward who lived down the street. The older man gave the younger brother a blessing that stabilized his condition until paramedics arrived. Invite a student to read aloud the young man's testimony as related by Elder Holland. Quote, "No one who has not faced what I faced that night will ever know the shame I felt and the sorrow I bore for not feeling worthy to use the priesthood I held. It is an even more painful memory for me because it was my own little brother who needed me and my beloved non-member parents who were so fearful and who had a right to expect more of me. But as I stand before you today, I can promise you this," he said. "I am not perfect, but from that night onward, I have never done anything that would keep me from going before the Lord with confidence and asking for His help when it is needed. Personal worthiness is a battle in this world in which we live," he acknowledged. "But it is a battle I am winning. I have felt the finger of condemnation pointing at me once in my life, and I don't intend to feel it ever again if I can do anything about it. And of course," he concluded, "I can do everything about it." End quote. From The Confidence of Worthiness, page 59. Ask students to consider what they need to do to be spiritually prepared for the Lord's coming and to be worthy to remain in His presence. You might encourage them to circle one or two of the actions they listed on the handout and to set a goal to act in ways that will increase their spiritual preparedness. Invite them to take their handouts home as a reminder of their goals.